Like, I didn't want to do
Like a train,
like boy line.
cars, you know.
And I kind of obviously wanted to keep it neutral. So I was just like looking up a bunch of pin things on Pinterest and also looking at inspo for like nurseries. And I came across like bear. The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, Margaret and Stetson with Everything Envy.
Hello, hello.
We have a fun episode because we're going to talk about the baby shower.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this.
Yes.
Just to update you on all the fun things we've done. And it was so good. The
it
baby
was so,
shower.
So good. So where do we want to start? I guess the theme, maybe?
Maybe. Let's talk about the theme. How did we come up with a theme? Because I think you and Jackie came up with the theme of the baby shower.
Yeah, I've had the theme of the baby shower for a while because I was trying to find something that would be cute for a boy, but wasn't like, I don't know. Like, I didn't want to do
like a train,
like boy
cars, you know.
And I kind of obviously wanted to keep it neutral. So I was just like looking up a bunch of pin things on Pinterest and also looking at inspo for like nurseries. And I came across like bear and it was so cute. Like all these girls. I feel like it, I hadn't seen it since then. I feel like it's now more popular. Like I've seen one of my friends do like a bear themed shower now.
Yeah.
But
and not necessarily like teddy bear, but just like bear.
Well, it's
I mean,
kind of teddy bear. Yeah. I would say it's kind of teddy
yeah.
bear, neutral teddy bear.
Okay.
I say.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Boho neutral teddy bear baby. So I love the vibe. And so I pinned a bunch of things. So that was sort of our inspo for the whole baby shower was bear. And then my sister kind of looked at what, you know, I had pinned and everything. And she, is super creative.
Yeah, she was definitely the creative designer
Yeah.
on this one.
So even a couple months ago, she had written down, she has like a bullet journal that she likes to draw a bunch of things in. And she does like one every day, I think, or something.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
she's
she
been
keeps
doing
up.
It.
She's been doing it for several years now.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 or 5 years now, a bullet journal.
Yeah. So she put together this whole plan and drew everything out of what the baby shower is going to be. So it was teddy, like it was bear adventure themed. And the colors were obviously neutral, like whites, creams. And then we also added in a little bit of blue and a little bit of like a sage green.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we always
Little
have
accents of,
gold here and there, of
and
course.
like a darker brand, like a
Yeah.
mocha and
Yeah.
like a
Definitely
chocolate brown.
neutral colors.
Yeah.
But that design sort of, she sort of put her own spin on it, which was kind of fun. So then we had, I mean, that was the design of it.
Yeah. And shall we talk about how it was the adventure, like he was in a hot air balloon?
Yeah. So in some of the things that I pinned on Pinterest, I loved how some of the bears were in hot air balloons, but they were made out of like actual balloons. Like they had someone blow up a bunch of balloons and pin them all together to make it look like a big,
big
hot
hot air
air balloon.
balloon
And I thought that was so
rather
cute.
than just like a giant
Yeah.
balloon.
It was like, I don't even know how many it ended up being, but it was a lot of balloons pinned
There's a
together.
lot in
Yeah.
there.
And one of our girl, her name's Mariah. She owns a company called Paperweight. She does all of our balloons for all of our events. We feel like balloons just like
it so elevates everything.
Really does.
It's so simple when you think about it, but it elevates it just dramatically.
Any party, any event we've done, like the Mother's Day brunch, she did stuff.
Your bridal shower,
my
he did
bridal
stuff.
shower, my rehearsal dinner for my wedding. She would have done Mexico if
you
it
couldn't
was
get her over
closed.
there with all her stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, and then obviously the baby shower, just any event we always
Yeah, the
have her
gender
do.
Reveal, we had her do something.
Yeah, so just these gorgeous balloon arches, but this was obviously the biggest project we've ever had her do.
I think it might have been the biggest project she had
She
ever
probably
done,
ever
because she
done.
was sharing with me how she was a little nervous, but she had her assistant. They stayed up super late the night before. They got up super early. They probably only had like 2 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And then in they come to the venue with bags of
Huge
pre-blown up
bags.
balloons. And then, of course, she made more while she was there. But
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. But so that was the theme of the baby shower. We had probably about 35 people, I think, that came.
Yeah, it was a
And
nice sized group.
the event was in this it's a brand new location rental, downtown Grants Pass. And it's perfect because it's a blank slate. It's white. So you can literally turn it into anything you want. And it had huge windows, which was great for photos, videos, and natural
And it
light.
was a beautiful day that day.
Luckily.
Literally that evening, like about 8 o'clock, it started pouring and
Yes.
it hasn't stopped until today.
Yeah. So we
Finally
had
stopped.
great weather. So that was sort of the vibe. But so right when you walk in, there was a table with a huge hot air balloon with a bear inside. And it was so, so cute.
Does he look like he was on an adventure? He
Yeah.
looked like he was flying around.
He looked like he was flying around. So that's where the presents went. And
we also had a book wall.
Yeah.
Because we had rented the furniture from the venue. They had this bookcase, if you will, that we had also in the front. So people who brought diapers and brought the books, we put the books on display right away, piled up the diapers, because that was in your invitation. You could bring a book and you could bring diapers, and then you could enter to win a prize for those two things. But also what Jackie did literally last minute, we had talked about how are we going to keep this party flowing quickly, because we were on a limited time for the whole event from start to finish. We were on the hourly rate. So we had 7 hours, set up and tear down included. So we talked about making an itinerary. So she stayed up late and she made that little itinerary that I handed to everyone coming in. So they first had to drop off their luggage, which was the diapers and the book and the gifts. And then they went on, they had their passport photo taken. We had the little mini cam set up for the Insta cameras. So they got their passport photos, which there was a reason for that. And then we sent them over to the games so they can get started on the games and get their game pieces, because we had several games.
Yeah. And when you walk in, I was pulling up the photos so I can remember all the details. But
there were so many
details.
It says,
"Welcome to our greatest adventure, Stetson's baby shower, in honor of baby Wickers." So yeah, I had those, the cards, like what you're saying,
the itinerary, yes,
drop off luggage. I had a cute little babies with balloons inside the huge hot air balloon, which was massive.
Yes,
and then a
huge.
cute little globe. So that's what was it when you walk in.
And then all the gifts were piling up and it looks so welcoming. It's so cute.
And then we had five round tables with white linens and white chairs, which was perfect. But every single table was themed a different bear, which I thought was cute. So you could pick where you wanted to sit based on like that theme, because it was like each table had a different theme.
Yeah. So I can tell you the theme. See, we had a pirate table, we had a safari table, we had a dinosaur table, forgetting the other ones out.
A
knight in shining armor. And then the fifth one was, what
there's
was the
some
fifth
little
one?
Bear in a tuxedo. I see.
Bear in a tuxedo?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I was just looking at the photos.
I don't think we have
Oh, that was the pirate. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's one other one.
There's one other.
But it was obviously neutral. So it had, every table had a balloon bundle, and then it had a little teddy bear dressed up in it.
Yeah, we
it.
Had little baskets that
so
I had ordered
cute.
On Amazon, little berry baskets, actually. And we put foam in there, florist foam.
Yeah.
And then our balloon artist put a little hot air balloon on a stick in each of those.
Yes.
And she weighted them down. Like, she stuck rocks in the bottom of the foam so that they would stand up. And then we had the bear sitting there in their costumes.
It was so cute. And then we had gold silverware in the tables, which was super cute. Our friend Lauren Anderson, who owns Lolly Cookie Camp, she made the most gorgeous cookies I've ever seen. Like, our Mother's Day cookies were gorgeous.
But these
look, they look like a Pinterest board.
Oh, totally. Like the photo that she sent, the early photo, was like a total Pinterest pin photo.
Yeah. And so she did custom made sugar cookies, because that's what her business is. She teaches people how to decorate sugar cookies online. She's a very, very successful business.
And I'll tell you how creative she is, because I sent her a color palette
of
the baby's room. Your
okay,
color palette that you had for your baby's room. Sent her that. I sent her pictures of the invitation. Yes.
She's
Oh my
showing you.
Gosh. Ah, she's showing me another. So she had those two things. And then I said, and I gave her some ideas of what we were looking for, like the shape of cookie. Like we really wanted the little luggage.
Yeah. So cute.
And so she just did her own thing. I said, you can get as creative as you want. We know, we trust, you know, whatever your judgment is. And then when she sent the pictures of what they were and told me with the tracking numbers, I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't have explained it better.
She's so good. So
She's
we had
so
a little
talented.
bear, and then we had a hot air balloon, and then there was luggage, like a map. And then there was two, well, then there was a cloud, and then there was a really cute sort of like a cloud cookie that said baby on it.
Yeah.
So there was what, one, two, three,
what, like six
four,
different,
five, six different types of cookies. And
Yes.
those cookies are so good too. Like they're
They
delicious.
Taste good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we had really great signs, all over the place. Like I'm reading one that says we can barely wait. 'Cause that was sort of the theme, right? Little bears. So there's bears everywhere. My place where I sat to open gifts was super gorgeous. That was sort of like the cloud sky
Yes.
area.
And then we
Where you're
brought
sort
one
of
of these
floating away.
Bouclé chairs from our studio so that you sat in that. Yeah, we wanted a cute little station for you to sit and open your presents.
Yeah.
And we had Mariah make that whole, like we collaborated with her and talked about ideas of what she could do to make you feel like you were in the clouds and you were up there and opening
So
your
cute.
presents.
And then when you walk back, we had the games set up sort of like you had, like you said, people were taking their passport photos, which was really fun because my sister or both of you came up with this idea to have everyone take a photo so I could remember everyone that was there on a Polaroid. And then we had a fun game where they had to draw what
That
they thought
was
baby
so
was going to look
fun.
like, which was super funny.
And
And
Jackie
so,
had pre-drawn
yeah.
four little heads. And they were small. So we should clarify too that these were small little pictures that would fit into a photo album.
Yes.
The same size as the mini Polaroids.
That way I could keep it.
Yes.
And then there was an advice card, which was nice. So I could keep the advice card in there. So it's just a little like memorabilia book that
yeah,
I
because
can
we figured all those things
keep.
are super fun and then they just get thrown away.
I
You
know.
know, like you can save them and look, but when are you really going to look at them later? So
Yeah.
we thought the photo album would be great.
Yeah.
And then Jackie cut them, you know, made them all to size so that everyone in attendance had a page
Yes.
with their little drawing of what they thought baby would look like.
In a nice little book
Advice.
for me to keep.
Yeah.
If Brandon had fun looking at them later. And then there was a game, which I thought was super cute. Guess the age. So there was one, two, three, probably. Yeah. Five
Five pictures
photos.
of each of you.
Five photos of Brandon and five photos of me when we were kids, and people had to guess the age that they thought, and then however many had the most guesses, like correctly, won a prize. So that was a really fun, creative game, and it was so cute to see how cute Brandon was when he was a
He
baby.
was so cute. He
He's so cute.
was. He had so much hair, and
Yes.
he's a doll. He's
And
a
we
doll
gave
now.
Amazon gift cards
We did. And
as gifts.
I found on Amazon the most cutest, like they were pre-ready to go. They were
I didn't even
$20
see
gift
them,
cards.
but I'm glad you, yeah.
I don't, you could look, you know,
Yeah.
on the storefront and see, but yeah, they were so cute because they came in a card with a little carriage on it with a baby in it. It says, oh baby. And then inside is the card. It's
That's
a
cute.
$20 gift card attached. So that's what we gave as prizes. And it was because it was super easy. And
Yeah.
then people can get stuff, you know?
Yeah. And then of course we had sponsors gift to the event, which was always so nice. Bare Naked gave granola. Earth Mama gave deodorant and teas. Sugar Bear Hair, which was perfect for the event, gave their hair vitamins. And NCLA gave their Balm Babe, which was it's has a bear in it. So they
It
was
was so
super cute.
cute. Yeah.
Alani New gave protein bars, which we love. We also got Beekeeper's Immune Sports Spray. And I think they sent some, oh no, just a spray. And then Alley Oop sent a 4-in-1 makeup brush, was actually really
That
handy.
was really handy, yeah.
And then we also had Alter Co. send some chocolate. So everyone got to take home a goodie bag,
Yeah.
Which was really fun. And then we also had Harry and David give a bunch of food for the berry brunch.
And that was really, really nice.
Yes.
They gave some amazing stuff. So we put out quite a spread.
Yeah.
On the tables, and the tables were in the back.
We had
And
chocolate covered strawberries, a bunch of like fruits.
We had cheesecake. We had bundt cakes,
Yeah,
various
definitely
breads
different
and
breads than
scones,
from
plus
Harry and
fruit.
David,
They gave pears, oranges, and
which
apples.
were really good. I've already eaten some.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting just some sandwiches and things to have on the side because I was like, everything's sort of sweet. So I wanted to make sure we had something that wasn't as sweet. And then my like craving, I guess you could say, or like something I literally eat religiously every single day during pregnancy has just been Greek yogurt, straw, like fruit and granola.
Yeah.
So we had a little station set up where the bare naked gave
Right.
the granola.
We had a
too.
little parfait, a little yogurt
Yeah.
fruit parfait set up. And that was really popular. I was happy to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we ordered little cups on Amazon for everybody to enjoy with the naked bear granola. And yeah, and it was, and then we had a bar.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't forget the
can't
bar.
forget the bar.
So we had, of course, a bar, and we had one of our friends bartend. And
she did our Mother's Day event. And
yeah,
she's
and
so
I thought
awesome.
That was such a great idea. We reused the menu from our Mother's Day event. Because for our Mother's Day event, we had DeLola, which is an alcoholic beverage line, which is owned by J-Lo. It just launched last year. And then we also had Poppy, and we also had Fox Mosa. So for the baby shower, Poppy and DeLola gifted again, which is perfect. I absolutely love Poppy. I drink a Poppy a day. And then when I can drink, I love DeLola. But then, yeah, we had three different drinks that you could, three Poppies and three alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, so
you could
Jackie
choose.
And I spent like an hour or so on the phone designing the recipes for those, like what would go with what. Like we had some cute little fruit sticks to go in. And then I had picked just that morning a bunch of fresh rosemary from my garden. And so we had already designed it. And then
Some
Lana
fruit
just
for the
sets it up.
rims, even
Yes.
like a crystal candy, which I don't
Yes,
know
we
which
had
one
the
that
rock
one was.
candy.
That was fun.
Yes.
So very, very super cute, well-designed drinks that people could enjoy during the shower.
And then we had Kenzie, one of Stetson's best friends, Kenzie, set up like the design in the back. We just put her to it to put some lights back there. We had some shimmery things. So the bar was really cute and attractive.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Lana sets it up beautifully anyway.
Yeah.
And I brought a cutting board and a knife for her. So we were just chatting a little bit while she was cutting fruit. I was cutting breads. So,
yes.
oh,
And
so pretty.
I'm waiting for some content to come back. I might share the baby shower this weekend, so it might be out. But I did record a reel, and I'll post it very, very soon. So you guys can see what we're talking about. So it'll be on our Instagram. If it's not already up, it will be up this week. And then we had our photographer Lana, who always comes in and does everything. So I'm waiting for those photos to come back, and then we'll share more. But I did record some clips, and I just want to put together a cute highlight reel because I know everyone was interested on our stories, and
Yeah,
it's
that's
kind of
gonna be fun because I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, I
Can't
haven't
wait.
edited it yet, but
Yeah,
I
that's
went a
gonna
little
be
early
fun.
to do clips. But yeah, overall it was so fun. The press, I obviously presents are always fun to open. Got lots of good stuff for baby.
Yeah, I feel like you got a complete layette, as what it used to be called, for what you need. Like, you know, the burp cloths and the diapers and the onesies. I feel like you got a good mix of things. There's a few more things that you need, but I feel like you got a really good start.
Everyone knows my style very well, so no one got me anything because I like love
So
neutral
funny.
stuff. Like, it's just how it is, you know? And so everyone who, even the clothes, like, were super cute and neutral.
Yeah, you didn't get anything that was like the bright blue with stripes, you
Yeah,
know,
that's
like
not my style.
everything was neutral all the way down to the spoons,
Yep, mushies.
toys.
Mushy, I think is how you pronounce it. It's one of my favorite brands, and they have, it's on Amazon, but they have, you know, the spoons, the toys, they have wraps and things as well, but they have a
Mama
lot of
Essentials
neutral.
too. Didn't they have some Mama Essentials?
I
Or
didn't,
was that a different
yeah,
brand?
they did, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, we ended up, I ended up with lots of obviously great items. And I don't think I got, obviously there's some still stuff that I need to get, but I already ordered that. The day after we went through all the baby shower stuff, because I needed to clear out his room because it was being worked on this week. So we sort of sorted everything. So I was able to see, okay, what do I still need? What am I missing? What do I want to order? So I already ordered all of that.
Yeah.
Some
And
of
like,
it's
we know
already
you need
come.
more newborn diapers.
Yes, haven't gone to Costco for that yet, but I made a list. It's on my list. But yeah, I feel like I didn't get anything that's super. I didn't get any duplicates except for this one onesie, but they're different sizes, which is perfect. One of them's newborn and are like 0 to 3. The other one's like 6 to 9.
Yeah.
And I didn't get an overabundance of blankets, which I feel
which
like you
was
normally do.
I
Like Jackie's
know.
baby shower.
She
Do you
had
remember
so
how many blankets she
I
got?
yes, she
It was
had
like 30
so many
blankets.
blankets. I remember
Like
she
no
used
one
a
needs
lot of
that
them, like the
many.
kids use them, maybe even still some of them for like,
Oh, for sure.
forts and stuff. But man, she had a lot.
I think I got maybe
You got
three
three?
blankets. So I actually might even need a little, like a few more, just to sort of keep. Like,
And you got a couple of bags of wraps too, which like the burrito. I always like to wrap babies up like a little burrito because they like that, especially when
like a
they're
swaddle, you're
newborn.
saying?
Swaddles, that's what I'm thinking of. Little swaddle blankets. Yeah.
But so yeah, I think I did pretty good. Again, I would rather have less of what I actually need and want rather than an overabundance of stuff that I need to maybe return. Like I'm not going to
Yeah.
return anything.
Yeah, you don't need to. You didn't have
There's
any
nothing that I got that
duplicates.
I didn't like. Because I think sometimes, obviously, some people have different styles, but I think now because a lot of those people obviously know me very well and they follow our work page, they kind of know
They kind of
what
know
our
what yeah,
vibe
they
is.
do.
So they're like, oh,
They
like even
do.
Lisa gave, Brandon's mom gave me like two onesies. And I think they're super cute and neutral, but she was like, I know this one isn't that like your style. I'm like, no, it is. I think it's so cute, but she brought it
She
up.
was thinking about the style. I love it.
But I ended up ordering a few more clothes on Amazon and I'm gonna go shopping. But that's kind of fun because I didn't really want to buy anything, too many things before the shower.
Yeah, because
Because
you put together a really good registry too, so people can choose. But yeah, it's always good to wait and then see what
Yeah,
you
even
really want.
clothes, like there's only so many places you can shop here, so I didn't want to buy like clothes, really any baby stuff because there's only a few handful of stores that sell baby stuff. So I didn't want to buy something that someone else might buy.
Yeah,
So
sure.
now I can have full freedom to shop because I haven't really done that much baby shopping yet. I guess I have now because I did place an order on Amazon. And Brandon and I just ordered our stroller
Oh,
and car
good.
seat
Good, good.
from Nuna.
Nice.
And at
And you have a
first,
crib already, or a crib's coming?
yeah, so Stogie, which is a brand that I discovered in Bend at this cute baby store, boutique store, they're actually gifting a lot of the bigger stuff, which is so nice. Like we'll do, it's a gift in exchange for a post, which I'm like, I'm totally fine with because I'm gonna be
It'll be
posting our baby
adorable.
shower or
Yeah.
the baby room anyways.
Yeah.
But they're sending a crib for the room, which is exactly what I wanted. And what's cool is it will work for a newborn all the way to 5 years old.
So it turns into a toddler bed.
Yes, which is
Perfect.
really great.
Yeah.
And it's wood and it's really, really good quality.
Is it one with the curved edges where it looks like a little oval?
Yeah,
Yeah.
kind of oval.
So pretty.
So the newborn one's super mini and cute, right? And then it expands as you need
Yeah.
it. And I think it's on wheels. So you
Oh.
can wheel it around if I'm not
Nice.
mistaken.
So it can also be like a bassinet on wheels. Like if you're making dinner in the kitchen
Yeah,
and just
I
want
think
baby
it
coming
is.
by, you can put him in there and walk around. Even better.
They're gifting that. They're gifting a high chair, which has a newborn attachment. So that will be another thing that it's sort of like a little mini car seat.
Nice.
And
Yeah.
they can hang out in there when they're small.
Yeah. When you were showing us pictures of it that day,
Yeah.
it's,
And
I think it's going to be perfect.
they're also sending a changing table for my room. So it's this little oval and it has two shelves underneath.
I think that's going to be great. With some of the little bins that you got from the shower, that you could put a little bin under there and stock it up with diapers and wipes. You might need another heated wipe holder.
Yeah, I was thinking I'll need some actually I have one on the way.
Oh, okay. So you'll have
Because
two because it would be nice to have one in each room.
the brand that I already wanted to get with the diaper and the heated
Baby warmer
baby warmer,
or baby wipe
baby wipe
warmer?
warmer, they're sending it. So I actually have duplicates of those, which I wanted. Because
Yeah.
it will be in one will be in my room and one will be in his.
Yeah, because Stetson's house is big enough that it doesn't make sense to like walk
I wouldn't
all the way
want to.
down to his room.
And then they're also sending a bedside bassinet. So they're sending those four huge things.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
I have everything I basically need for his room.
Yeah.
Other than a chair,
Are you
which
gonna get, did you settle on like
yeah.
a gliding rocker kind of thing?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get a lighting recliner. And I'm
Isn't it
trying to
kind of nice to
decide if
have
I want to
flooring?
get the $900 one or if I just want to get. I found an amazing dupe on Walmart and I was like, So excited about it. And Emily's like, okay, hold off a little bit longer because we're waiting to hear back from this one company. It sold out.
Oh.
All the TikTokers sold it out. Because it was like a
Walmart
it
one.
Was like a Bouclet swivel recliner for $250.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
Sure.
Do I need the $900 one or do so I'm trying to decide. But other than that,
You're in pretty good shape then.
In pretty good shape. And then his room got painted this week.
And his room's so cute. I can't wait to see it in person.
Yes. Yes, yes.
It looks just like what you had planned on your mood board for it.
Yeah, it's we ended up just painting the room like a neutral color. It actually looks almost the same, but we needed to paint it because there's pink polka dots on the wall before.
Yeah.
And then it has
Wainscoting.
Wainscoting. I don't know. Trim.
Yep.
Or just
It's called wainscoting.
It's just wainscoting.
Yep.
That's painted like a sage green.
Yeah.
And then
I'm curious how you came up with that wood accent in the corner.
So, and then there's this wood accent. They're thin pieces of wood.
Like a tongue and groove put together, right?
Yeah.
Did he stain that too? Did Matt stain it the color that you wanted? Because it's gorgeous.
And so it's just painted black behind it.
Yeah.
And then there's, I think, about 8 pieces of wood on each side.
So then a little bit of that black shows through. That's what gives it that dimension then.
Yeah, I found these sound boards on Amazon and they look like that. They're black behind and they're thin pieces of wood. And I've seen them in people's homes and I thought they looked really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, I kind of want a little accent corner. And my plan is to put a plant there.
Yeah. Like an olive tree or something
bigger? I think
bigger?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the plant that's in the big vase in our room and move it in there, because that way I'll have a little bit more room in our room, because I'll have the changing table, the
Yeah.
bed, the things.
Yeah.
Just for a little accent piece.
I
Obviously, when
love
he
it.
gets bigger, I'll move it out. But
Yeah. When he starts crawling, then things change.
yeah.
Or when he starts pulling stuff up standing too. He might do that
Yes.
before.
I don't want him to get into the fluff that's in there.
Yeah.
But it's really cool accent corner. I
It's
love it. I kind of want to do
so
more in the
pretty.
house. Like,
Yeah.
wood paneling
Like
is
to
really
tie
pretty.
it together, just little accents like that. Even
Yeah.
just like on a straight wall, it doesn't have to be in the corner.
Yeah, just on a straight wall. I've seen people do it kind of offset, like in their living rooms, where it's just like
I could
10
totally
pieces
see
of
it.
panels. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it even like around your slider door
Yeah, I
on
kind of
one
was
side
thinking
of
about
it.
doing it on the back wall where my TV is,
That
because
would
it's
look
so
great too.
empty. There's
Yeah.
nothing on that wall.
Yeah.
So, and it was really easy for him to do and really cheap material, because it's just wood and little
And he
black
just
paint.
cut them and then he stained them and then
Yeah, he did it in one
what a
day.
thing. That's
So
nice.
now that the baby shower is over and his room is done, it just got done last night. I'll be able to start setting it up.
Did you order any bins for the closet yet?
No, I'm not yet.
I was
That's
looking
on my
around. I didn't
list.
find anything that I kind of like, so I wondered if you had any left.
Yeah, I had looked a while before, but I decided not to place an order because I was like, kind of want to see what I get. I don't know how many things, but maybe I'll just get them from like Target or something. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'll share his, room and things on social, but I don't know really how much stuff I'm going to share of the closet.
I wouldn't think you would share all that much. I think you'll share what's inside, like outfits and
Yeah.
clothes and things. But yeah, I mean, that could also be like something you
Because
do
it's such
way in
a big
future.
closet too. It would take so much to make it look full.
Yeah. Right.
It's a
It's got
huge
a lot of
walk-in
shelves and
closet.
a lot of hanging space.
Yes, my house, every room has a big walk-in closet. So he will not
No.
outgrow that.
I agree. You could totally just get something from Target.
Yeah, so I was thinking I might do that because that way I don't have to order something.
Well, and then as his needs change, like right now you just need to keep things organized for
Yeah.
ease, while he's a baby. But then when he's like 2, 3, 4 years old and he's got a lot more toys, it's going to change again. So that's when you're
Exactly.
going to get different systems, I feel like.
Yes, exactly.
So.
I did order some things from Amazon, but like the hangers and the,
Yeah, and the little card separators, the little
yeah,
hanger for
like
the.
organizing things.
Yeah.
I've ordered a lot from Amazon, a lot, but the
Yeah.
organizer things, I did get some.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I'm just getting 6 bins, I might be able to find something at a store in town and then I can just do it
Yeah.
pretty easy.
Yeah.
All the same size.
Yeah. Because you just want one for the basics like socks, bibs,
Well, even
onesies.
that, like, We have the dresser.
Oh,
and it has
I
six
could, I
it has
forgot
six
you had the
drawers.
dresser.
Yeah, it's not built yet.
Oh yeah. So you yeah, your
But it has
closet's
six
gonna be
drawers. So my
yeah,
plan
that's what
was
you're
to
gonna
put, you know, the diaper, because that's gonna be a
yeah.
changing table. So at the top drawers will be the diaper things. And then I'll have four more drawers on the bottom where I can put pajamas,
Oh yeah.
socks.
So all you need are
And I got
drawer
organizers to put in there
yeah.
already.
Or expanders, drawer
I did
expander
order
dividers.
those, but that package got lost, along with my baby shower dress and another product that I ordered for a video.
Just like the
Yeah, I
gift
need to
bags
request
that we
a
had
refund.
that I had ordered for the shower had gotten lost too. I spent,
I have to go on there and request a refund. You know, I gotta contact them. I'm like,
yeah, that's what I spent like half an hour yesterday talking to somebody
I gotta go do
somewhere
that. I'm like,
to
can't you just
cancel it.
refund me? Why do I have to talk to you?
What happened to the days where we used to be able to just simply cancel it? It hasn't been shipped. Why do I have to call somebody? Yeah, anyway.
But I do have those drawer inserts
Yeah.
that are cubes that I'm going to use. So I was
Perfect.
thinking socks and things. So
Yeah, perfect. You could put your burp cloths in there.
yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
that's gonna be, yeah. See, that's all you need.
The
And the
only thing is
closet's
going
just
to
gonna
really
be for
be
like diaper storage.
diapers, and I'll probably hang, you know, like the cute things, like
Yeah.
the jackets and the, you know,
Yeah.
things
This
like that
cute
that
little
I'm not going to
shirt.
fold. But the day-to-day will be in the dresser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You've got plenty of storage.
Almost too much storage for that.
A
So,
baby only needs so much, and you've got it. You've got it down. I'm so
yes.
happy you have that house, though.
Yes. Me too. It would have, I
It
don't
would have been
know.
a lot
Well,
different story in here because, for especially, I mean,
there
here
wouldn't
we
have been
did.
a story.
Wouldn't have worked.
It
Not
wouldn't
have
have been a story, is what it was.
because have we flipped it? Because we originally talked about last year, like, well, maybe everything Envy goes to buy a house and turn that into a studio, so you would stay here. But looking at it now, I mean, to you wouldn't have a guest room
No guest room.
because you'd still need a home office because Brandon needs a home office, so you would have had no guest room. You wouldn't
Yeah,
have a
even
baby's room.
Brandon was like, when we have, you know, another baby, obviously way down the road, what room are we getting rid of? The guest room? Or are we getting rid of his office?
Oh yeah, right.
You
Is he
know,
going to
they
have
can
to rent an
share
office
for a
space?
little bit too, like
Yeah,
if they're
like
younger.
Dominic and Olive share.
Because that room's big. But you know what I mean? They're
Yeah,
just like,
I
what?
know.
He's like, where am
So
I gonna go? I'm like,
you're right.
let's not think about that yet. We have that huge bonus room. You can go up there. No, we have plenty of time for that. But
Yeah.
very, very excited. And I'm just very excited to start getting stuff done because it's 32 weeks.
Oh my gosh, Stets, it seemed like just yesterday you were 30 weeks and now you're
Next
32
month, I'm
weeks.
having a baby.
Yeah, the weeks
It's
are
March.
flying by.
And there's been some of my friends that have had their babies early, and it's like freaking me out. So I'm like, I need to get some stuff done. You just never know what will happen.
Because that the last baby that you shared with me, I mean, that baby clearly, I mean, he was heavy enough too. I assume it's a boy. He seemed heavy enough too. I knew he was what, like 4 pounds, but he had like little chub when you show me the photos.
He
Like
was
he's
4 pounds.
he was on oxygen and things and being cared for maybe in the NICU, but he was like,
Yeah.
oh, he wasn't like tiny preemie baby.
Yeah, four
He was
pounds,
like a
16
bigger
ounces.
preemie.
There was another someone I know on Facebook as well that had their baby early.
Early.
Again, I don't think that's gonna happen, but also I can't wait any longer to get stuff done because it's
You'll feel better when everything's complete.
I have to.
So it's good that the baby's room is painted, the way
Yes.
all the details are in, the dresser will be built, the things are coming, and all that will be set up probably within the next week or
So
so.
many Amazon packages are coming. I'm
Yeah.
like, don't look at the orders. And I also have been ordering stuff for work at our house. It's just easier right now. So
Yeah.
I'm like, the package guys probably think I'm crazy. And there's still some stuff coming from the baby registry. But
The
that's
people have
okay.
ordered that are sending you that way. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
very excited to keep you all updated on it. It's been fun to see the feedback. Because obviously we don't share too much personal stuff, but I think this is the most I've ever shared about something personal. Because even my wedding, I didn't share that much about it, but it's been fun to see everyone's involvement with it, and I think they're excited.
Yeah. Especially like for your dress that you wanted to wear and like
Yeah.
colors in the baby's room and
Yep.
this wallpaper or that one. Yeah, I know it's been fun. I think people have enjoyed being on the journey.
Yes.
And my goodness, he's going to be here before
I
we know
know.
it.
So I got a lot of work to do, but Yeah, we'll keep you guys updated on social, of course. But hopefully you enjoyed this little personal episode. I do have a business tip I was wanting to talk about, but we'll get into it next week.
Sounds good.
Because it's pretty cool what we've been doing.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.